fit, active, healthy, happy, enjoying the prime of your life. Looking out for your health and wellness, this is Health Talk with Fred Lowry from Lowry Drug in Statesville. Call now to ask Fred your health questions, 704-873-1400, 704-873-1400. You can also visit Fred at his store, conveniently located on Harkness Road in Statesville.
Lowry Drugs is a full-service traditional pharmacy with a state-of-the-art compounding laboratory, a Blue Cross Blue Shield preferred pharmacy with front door parking and free citywide delivery service. Lowry Drugs offers a wide variety of services, a full selection of herbs, homeopathics, essential oils, and Hammer sports nutrition products. Lowry Drugs has a full-time CPAP and BiPAP technician to help you get the right mouse fit. They are the original hometown medical equipment. So remember, when you need medical equipment, you have a choice. Ask for Lowry Drugs. I'm here with Fred Lowry Jr., pharmacist and doctor of natural medicine, and this is Health Talk. Also joined today, let me find it here, by Kathleen Russo.
Right.
Welcome.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, here we are at the beginning of a new year, and, this is the time people start thinking about new things, how do you solve different health problems, things that you want to do. It's one of those things. I think people have this need to be able to begin again in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really appropriate for us to have Dr. Russo here today, Kathleen Russo. She's with the Lifespan or Healthspan, Carolina Healthspan Institute, and she specializes in hormone replacement therapy. And so that's the topic of today, and we'll be exploring some of those possibilities. And I do want to say that she has an upcoming seminar, a free seminar, this month at the Charles Mack Center in Mooresville. And it's going to, you can write this down, it's on Tuesday, January the 19th, and there'll be two time slots. One is at 12 noon and one at 5:30. And it would be a good idea to call ahead and to reserve your spot. And we're going to give those numbers out. You can write them down, and we'll do them at the end of this program as well. 704-727-5360, 727-5360, and you'll call to reserve your spot there for the seminar. So with that, I'd like to introduce Dr. Kathleen Russo. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to this year. I think it's going to be a great year.
Me too. It's going to be fabulous.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you're in hormone replacement therapy exclusively, and really more than that, probably wellness, overall wellness.
That's correct. Bioidentical hormone replacement, hormone imbalance, wellness, and sports optimization and nutrition.
Right, and you're really an athlete yourself.
Yes, I'm a runner, a marathon and ultra runner. And I've been doing that for about 7 or 8 years.
Right. Yeah. That's that's pretty incredible. Now, when you say ultra runner, what does that mean?
An ultra race is any distance above a marathon, which is 26.2 miles. I've primarily done 50Ks, which is about 30 miles. I'm going to be doing a 40-mile race in February. And I've done some stage races, which are sequential days of high mileage, 25 miles to 30 miles a day for 3 to 6 days in a row.
That's incredible. You know, I'm not sure I could walk 20 miles, much less run.
Well, you train for it, and right. you have a healthy lifestyle, and just work towards your goal, and you can get there.
Right. Well, great. Well, in this day and age, and we've talked about this before, how important it is for us to maintain our health and take a more proactive role in being well. And so, as we age, naturally our hormones decline and that affects our health. And there are options, but, what do you see mostly in terms of changes in an individual's health related to hormones as we age?
Well, you're very correct. We do need to look at our lifestyle in terms of being healthy, getting good sleep, having good nutrition, and then looking at our hormones. And Hormones are more than just how do you feel at the time. In the case of women, concerns about maybe vasomotor symptoms, hot flashes, but it's much more than that. Hormones are our youthfulness, and hormones keep us healthy and prevent us from age-related diseases. That's why when we're younger, we have fewer health concerns. So when we're looking at hormones, we're looking to protect your bones, prevent osteoporosis. We're looking to protect your heart and protect your cardiovascular status and your brain, your hormones. Your brain is so, so sensitive to hormones. And by balancing and replacing your hormones, you can protect your brain and prevent or delay age-related memory loss, dementia. There's even studies that show that hormone replacement in postmenopausal women does protect the brain and reduce your risk of Alzheimer's and dementia.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's really something that I think a lot of people are interested in. And I've actually seen information where the same thing was true with men, you know, in terms of their mental function and their ability to process, and that was, of course, related to testosterone for men.
That's correct. So I see both men and women, and men also do suffer from hormone deficiency and imbalance. And you're correct. There are studies that look at testosterone replacement in men who are older, and if they do replace their testosterone, they do have lower rates of dementia and Alzheimer's compared to men who do not replace testosterone deficiency.
That's really interesting. So, you know, we have hormone replacement, and so, you know, I think a lot of people have heard a lot of negative things about hormone replacement, and it seems to me that in the news they always get it wrong. But can you speak to that in terms of the information that's out there, and how it seems to be a little in many ways it is negative towards hormone replacement?
Sure. A lot of that information is misinformation, and really just comes from a lack of knowledge or understanding of hormones. There is a distinction between synthetic hormones and bioidentical hormones. Bioidentical hormones are hormones that are biologically or chemically identical to the hormones that your body makes, and that makes for a much more favorable side effect profile as compared to synthetic hormones. So there were studies done years ago using synthetic hormones, and there were concerns about increased risk of breast cancer in women, for instance. However, in subsequent studies, it was shown that the synthetic hormones, the progestins, which is a synthetic progesterone, is actually what increased the risk of breast cancer in women. Studies since that time have shown that progesterone, bioidentical progesterone in the presence of estrogen, actually protects a woman and reduces her risk of breast cancer. So the confusion comes in when we're discussing hormone replacement versus bioidentical hormone replacement. Carolina Healthspan uses and recommends only bioidentical sources of hormone replacement.
Right. You know, and that, excuse me, that is a very important distinction. And as I recall, the progestins that you mentioned, progesterone versus the synthetic, the most graphic way of looking at that is that progesterone helps maintain pregnancy, and if you were to take a synthetic, if you were pregnant, a synthetic progestin, then you would abort that baby.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah. Progesterone is the hormone of pregnancy. You're correct. And it's also the hormone of well-being. It's a hormone that makes you feel well. It gives you a good sense of well-being. It's the hormone of sleep. And it counterbalances the dominant effects of estrogen. So it's very important to be balanced with both estrogen as well as progesterone.
Great. So the other aspect I think people are interested in is safety. You know, and that's one of the, you know, in terms of the confusion about hormone replacement, you know, there's always concerns about safety. And so what I hear a lot of the recommendations from medical personnel is, we'll give you these hormones just while you're having the symptoms, the hot flashes, the night sweats, in order to get you through this perimenopausal stage. And then we want you to stop because we don't think it's safe.
Mm-hmm. Well, at Carolina Healthspan, we believe that hormone replacement should be something that you do for as long as you can possibly do. It's not something we're doing just to temporize hot flashes. Again, we're hoping to prevent and delay the onset of age-related diseases. Regarding safety, we do address that. Bioidentical hormones offer a favorable safety profile. They are safe. Additionally, we look at the delivery of hormones. There are many ways in which to deliver hormones. There's oral, transdermal, there's pellet therapy, there's sublingual therapy. Carolina HealthSpan, we choose not to use oral estrogen replacement. We do know that the delivery of a hormone can affect the side effect profile of hormones. For instance, estrogen, if given orally, can increase your risk of blood clots and stroke if you're predisposed to that. However, if you use estrogen transdermally or sublingually, you do not have that risk because you're bypassing the metabolism of estrogen through the liver. So it's complicated, but looking at how you deliver the hormone and using bioidentical hormones versus synthetic hormones does give you a favorable safety profile, and they are safe, and we do recommend lifelong treatment.
Right. So who do you see as candidates for hormone replacement? Who are the individuals that might benefit from that?
Well, as I said earlier, I see both men and women. Women, I have female patients as young as 30. I treat patients who have postpartum depression. Again, that's generally related to deficiency or imbalance of progesterone compared to estrogen. Perimenopausal, women in their 40s start to have depletion of progesterone and testosterone. And as they approach menopause, which the definition of menopause is no menses for 1 year, but during the perimenopausal period, which can be up to 10 years, women will have hormone imbalance. So maybe I don't need to replace all of their hormones. I also look at thyroid hormone, progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone. So we replace those hormones which the individual is deficient in. And then as they go through the menopausal period and become postmenopausal, again, address the hormone deficiencies. I see patients several times a year, and we do blood tests to monitor their levels and clinically see how they're doing. So I see women primarily in their 40s and up, but I do have some patients in their 30s. With men, men tend to start to experience andropause in their early 50s, late 40s, early 50s. But I do have many men that I treat that are in their 30s who, for various reasons, have low testosterone levels, and that affects not only their libido, but also their energy levels, their stamina, their endurance, their body composition, and their brain, how they feel and how they function mentally. So I see many men in their 30s and their 40s, but again, kind of late 40s, early 50s is when men start to experience testosterone deficiency.
You know, you brought up so many interesting things there. One of them, this postpartum depression, and you know, I saw this like 20, 25, maybe 30 years ago where they were using progesterone for postpartum depression in women in the United Kingdom, and it never became popular here or even a second thought, you know. So you know, I think it just illustrates how many other things affect the body and other uses for hormone replacement. You know, the other thing is you know, in terms of PMS, you know, and you talk about ladies in their 30s, you know, maybe they're, you know, they're having problems, you know, with their cycle, and that's, can you address that?
Sure. So regarding postpartum depression, oftentimes it can be partially related to progesterone imbalance, and many of these women are placed on what we call SSRI, which drugs which are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which are things like Zoloft and Prozac. And, of course, you want to treat a woman's postpartum depression because a healthy emotional mother is a better mother. However, new studies have just been released showing that these SSRI drugs are harmful to the child, to the infant. And so if we can treat these women with balancing their progesterone, that may be a much safer and potentially more effective treatment method. Regarding PMS, again, that's often related to hormone imbalance. So we can treat those young women with hormone replacement to balance those hormones to lessen and reduce their premenstrual syndrome. Also, there's some supplements that can be used to also help with premenstrual syndrome.
Right. You know, it also reminds me of, the more common treatment for women, in terms of managing their cycle is birth control pills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those do have their downside. And also, when you talk about progesterone replacement versus Prozac or Zoloft or those things, the question is do you have a Prozac deficiency there or do you have a progesterone deficiency?
Right.
So, in thinking about those kind of aspects, I think it's important to look for the underlying cause of these issues.
Absolutely. So generally what I do is I'll meet with the young woman and find out what her hormone-related concerns are, look at her serum blood levels of those hormones, and then make some treatment recommendations.
Right. Now, with the birth control pills or contraceptives, the estrogens and the progestins in those are synthetic. They are not bioidentical.
That's correct. The estrogen is often referred to as being natural because it is from horse urine, so it is natural estrogen, but it's not bioidentical estrogen. It's not estrogen that's bioidentically similar to the estrogen that a woman's body makes. And then, of course, the progesterone is a progestin, which is a synthetic progesterone, which, again, has safety issues.
Right. And you mentioned the horse urine. That was the Premarin product,
right,
which fell out of favor quite a bit. But it was, at one time, the number one prescribed drug in the country, not just hormone replacement, but the number one. And so they collected pregnant mare's urine and
right,
got the estrogen from that, which they said was natural. Of course, it wasn't. And it was a pretty horrific system of collecting drug.
Right.
So, and going back to the male aspect of this, and you mentioned, and I've seen this too, is young men, maybe even their late 20s or early 30s with problems with low hormones. Any thoughts about that? What's going on there with that? Obviously, one intervention is to treat that with hormone replacement, and that's effective. Wonder, do you have any ideas on why these men are having issues with their hormone levels?
Well, in some cases, it can be just a congenital issue, just kind of an issue that has an unknown etiology. It's just not clear what the issue is.
Right.
In some cases, it could be related to other health issues. And so it's important to do a complete medical evaluation of someone like that to find out what other issues are going on in their health, maybe what other medications they may be taking,
right,
looking at their lifestyle, sleep, exercise, nutrition. So it's multifactorial, and a thorough evaluation is necessary to see if we can pinpoint the cause. It could
sure
be, an issue from the brain as well, where you have releasing hormones that come from the brain that tell the testes to release testosterone. It could be an issue from the brain, or it could be down at the level of the gonads. So it's a complicated process that requires a thorough evaluation.
Interesting. Looks like we've got a phone call. We lost it, but got another one there.
Hi, caller.
Yes, hang on.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Fred Lowry and Dr.
I was
Lucy.
Trying to get a hold of Pat.
Oh, that starts at 9:05.
9:05?
Yep, okay. Sir.
There was our screener that our call screener. So anyway, it's certainly an interesting subject, and I do want to remind everyone that Dr. Russo is doing a seminar at the Charles Mack Center in Mooresville Tuesday the 19th. If you're interested, it's Tuesday the 19th. Noon, there'll be a lunch and learn, and then 5:30 on the same day. And you can call to reserve your spot. It's a free seminar, 704-727-5360. That's 727-5360. If you don't have anything to write on, you can Google Carolina Health Span Institute. There's an office in Charlotte, and also your office is in Huntersville.
That's
right,
correct.
Right off the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
So we certainly thank you for coming and helping us with this information. And hopefully there'll be individuals that can either call you at those numbers if they want to just go ahead and make an appointment, or they can come and learn more from your seminar.
Thank you very much, Fred. It's been a pleasure being here, and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.
I am here with Fred Lowry, Jr., pharmacist and doctor of natural medicine, and this is Health Talk. Come on down to Lowry Drugs at 750 Harkness Road, front door parking, free citywide delivery, or give them a call, 704-873-2247. That's 704-873-2247. Thanks for coming in today, Fred, and we'll see you next Monday.
All right.